With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Republicans tabled a bill today in the House Judiciary Committee that would have allowed counties across Montana to opt in for a mail ballot special election to fill the state's empty congressional seat. Freddie Monares reports.
Senate Bill 305 has been one of the most contentious bills of the session aside from the budget. Republican Representative Barry Usher voted to table the bill. He says he was committed to vote yes for the bill, but took issue with the motion by Democrats on the committee to vote on it early.
But because of the partisan railroad that just happened, I'm proud to vote to table it because that was wrong.
Democratic Representative Ellie Hill Smith voted against tabling the bill. She says voting bills don't usually get heard by the Judiciary Committee.
It's partisan hijinks. It's what we don't do in this capital. This is not how we do business.
The Democrats say they were trying to hurry the vote on the bill in order to allow county clerks to prepare for the May 25th election.
Freddie Monares is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. The Atlantic Richfield Company is asking property owners in Anaconda for access to clean up mining waste on their property to EPA standards. The company is also asking them to give up their right to sue for any future cleanup in the Superfund site in exchange for $1,000. Attorneys from Bozeman Law Firm will meet in Anaconda this evening to discuss the issue. Attorney Monte Beck says signing the contract could affect the property's titles because the agreement not to sue would be binding to future owners. Attorney Justin Stalpez says ARCO is seeking an insurance policy against future lawsuits because nearly 100 residents in nearby Opportunity are suing to force arsenic cleanup in areas that don't qualify for cleanup under EPA standards. Bozeman Republican Greg Gianforte says he's raised about $1.5 million toward his campaign for Montana's only U.S. House seat. The amount was double that raised by Democrat Rob Quist, a political newcomer from Creston, who announced today that he's received 18,000 campaign contributions, totaling $750,000. Both campaigns made their announcements ahead of Friday's close of the current reporting period. They will have to file reports to the Federal Election Commission by April 15th. Both say they will limit the amount of money from outside groups, although one independent group has already pledged $700,000 to boost the Gianforte campaign. Gianforte also has the ability to self-finance his campaign, as he did during his run for governor, when Gianforte spent $6 million of his own money. Libertarian Mark Wicks is also on the May 25th ballot. The Montana House has passed a fuel tax increase meant to help pay for road and bridge projects. The House passed the bill 54-46 in a final vote today. The measure now goes to the Senate for consideration. The bill would raise the state's tax on gas by 8 cents a gallon and on diesel by 7 and a quarter cents a gallon. It would be the first fuel tax hike in 24 years. Republican legislative leaders worked up to the last minute to try to change enough votes to defeat the measure. They succeeded in changing only 2 votes compared to the initial vote taken last Thursday.
I'm Nate Hedgie. A lawsuit filed by musician-turned-Democratic U.S. House candidate Rob Quist said significant health problems prevented him from working in 2011. However, the Billings Gazette reports Rob Quist's archived website and news coverage indicates he performed at least 35 times that year. The lawsuit said lack of income contributed to his inability to make mortgage payments. Quist's campaign spokeswoman said the amount of time Quist worked that year was not enough to cover the catastrophic medical bills he faced. Quist, a Democrat, is seeking the U.S. House seat vacated by now Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, along with Republican Greg Gianforte and Libertarian Mark Wicks. Montana lawmakers have advanced a proposal that would make communities pay a price for becoming so-called sanctuary cities. The bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Derek Skies of Kalispell, would deny local governments their share of some state revenues if they declare themselves sanctuary cities and provide safe haven to immigrants who enter the country illegally. It would also provide authority to the Montana Attorney General to enforce the proposed law. The State House ratified the measure 58-41, and it now heads to the Senate for consideration. There are dozens of sanctuary cities across the country, but none in Montana. 2 bills that would have required cat and dog breeders to be licensed and inspected have failed to pass through the Montana legislature again. The bills would have required commercial breeders to apply for a license and be inspected by a state board. Similar bills have failed to pass for the last 4 legislative sessions. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke signed orders today implementing measures President Trump wants to take to roll back restrictions on fossil fuel production. Edward O'Brien reports.
The 14-month-old Obama-era moratorium on new coal leases on federal land ended Wednesday with the stroke of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's pen. While Zinke doesn't suggest that cures everything ailing the coal industry.
Well, it's certainly a signal that the war on coal is over.
Zinke, Montana's former congressman, also initiated a two-year review of the fees companies pay to produce fossil and renewable fuels on federal land. He also ordered every agency under Interior's umbrella to review policies with an eye toward increasing the nation's energy independence.
The president has made it clear regulatory policies that have been targeted to coal, those are over.
During a telephone press conference Wednesday, Zinke told reporters there is a social cost to not supporting coal.
In my home state of Montana, the Great Crow Nation is one of those areas. And I'll give a quote by Chairman Old Coyote, is that a war on coal is a war on the Crow people, and there's no other jobs like Crow jobs.
Federal data shows U.S. coal mines have lost jobs for decades due in part to automation and competition from natural gas. Southeastern Montana rancher Art Hayes says Zinke and the Trump administration are short-sightedly ignoring the side effects of coal.
Water coming from those coal mines being discharged into Tongue River and other rivers is highly toxic. One of the social costs they don't figure in is what it costs those water users that depend on that clean water for irrigation.
Hayes supports a lawsuit filed Wednesday by the environmental group Earth Justice challenging the Trump administration's executive order eliminating many restrictions on fossil fuel production. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.